What's the secret to life?
What is the secret to life? That's the everlasting, ongoing question that no one has an answer to, or everyone has their own spin or, you know, perspective of it. Mm-hmm. I think the true side of that is really life is dependent on what you think is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is living individually, not for all.
Mm-hmm.
You have a different perspective of life.
And or, according to Boy Meets World, people change people.
That is right.
Mm-hmm.
People change people. In the sales space, people buy from people.
Ooh.
So maybe it's all about people connecting mm-hmm. with each other.
Well, you've heard the saying, life is what you make it.
That's
so
right.
It's, you know, however you decide to make it, what's your path to success?
Yeah.
Is there a clear path? I mean, I don't think there is. Nothing's ever easy. I mean, you're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have ups and downs. I mean, once you get to that top of the mountain, just remember how you got there. Remember where you started.
Mm-hmm.
It's about
change is inevitable. You're always going to have change.
For sure.
So you just got to figure out how you want to deal with it, how you want to approach it, and keep moving forward.
And, you know, one of our past episodes, we talk about how history defines your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that still like hits home when we talk about how we're evolving and changing and becoming who we're meant to be. You know, we all have a story that's already been written for us. It's our job as we're living to start understanding how we, you know, travel that path,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's already there, but we're always in discovery, you know, trying to understand, you know, your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we supposed to be doing and what am I doing today? I tell you what, one thing for me that I always tell people I'm not a squirrel. I'm not just switching topics and doing something different. And it's like, you know, every day is a different discovery point for myself. I start understanding myself more. I understand people more. And I think that not being afraid to engage yourself and saying, hey, look at different views in different ways. You know, like, so yesterday I saw things one way, but today I may see it another. So just one day, like say, for example, if you come to me and I say, I really don't like that, you know, whatever it may, that X may be, the next day I could have processed that and say, okay, well, yeah, I see your point of view now. And I kind of agree with it. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we can get stuck into our own beliefs on what we think we're supposed to be or how the world is supposed to be. And a lot of the time we don't stop and say, well, is my original views, am I still, you know, confident that's how things are?
Mm-hmm. Or you have know? You changed
right.
your
have
opinion
you changed,
on it?
Have you yeah. changed your opinion of how things should be? So I think life is really, it can be super confusing because
mm-hmm.
you're always like kind of reevaluating your views sometimes. You know, some people are like, hey, you know, I believe in one thing and this is how it is. But you could be super wrong. And if you're not open to like observing the world in different perspectives, people help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
People help you see from different directions. Remember in the past episode when we were talking with Mick, we kind of were talking about like when you're driving, you only can see so much within your perspective, and having people around you can help you see further to your left or your right, or even
mm-hmm.
see what's behind you or further ahead, you know, and being able to have that circle
mm-hmm.
of people around you can add so much more perspective to your life
mm-hmm.
and your journey, you know?
Right. And we've also mentioned this earlier, but it also depends on who you surround yourself with too.
Mm-hmm.
So who you surround yourself with, you're more prone to be like those people that you're surrounding yourself with. So if you have like a good set group of friends, then most likely you're going to be like your good group of friends. Or if you surround yourself with people who do drugs or alcohol or whatever, like most likely you're going to end up doing those things as well.
So pretty much like to piggyback off of what you guys are saying. So the key basically to change is people. I mean, you know, because you deal with people daily.
Mm-hmm.
So either those people are going to help you change, or if you go into a shell, you're not going to have those people to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're lack of perspective.
Yeah, you're not going to change. So, I mean, you know, like you said, it depends on who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
You can change yourself in a good way, or depending on who the people are, it could change in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you might be better off alone if you can if you can make that change by yourself.
Yep. That's it's all up to you.
That's where you have to have the mentality that, you know what, I can do this myself. I don't need a group. I don't need a bunch of people. I do it on my own. It makes it mean so much more if you do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you get a network that's a strong network, it just makes you that much stronger.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, we were also talking about, like, just, like, leaders versus people that are in discovery and, you know, defining your own perspective and having that awareness of knowing where you stand. Mm-hmm. I think that's huge because some people, not all people are meant to be leaders. Some people don't want to lead, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But long as you understand that you are okay with the level that you're on, you know, like you're good with yourself and that's your best life. You are loving life and that's what you want. I think that's important. And if you feel like you're a person that likes to be alone, you know, and you thrive at that because you enjoy it, you know, I mean, that's you. No one else can really tell you that that's a wrong thing if you're an introvert and you just enjoy yourself.
Right.
You know, if you love yourself, that's great. You're ahead of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's okay to believe in what you, who you are and what you want. And, you know, ultimately, I look at the end of the day, we have to really decide for ourselves, am I happy where I am right now?
Mm-hmm.
And the discovery part is being able to have that inside of you to say, okay, I know there's more and I'm a seeker of more knowledge or understanding.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we need God for, is to help us interpret that and people to help us interpret that. That was the plan for all of us, was to connect. We're meant to be together.
Right.
Not in a creepy way, but just say, I mean, but it's real. Like, we are built that way. We were designed that way to love each other.
Yep.
You know, so if you take that a piece of you away, your fellow brother or sister or whoever's around you, you take that out of it, you could be missing something in life. Those relationships, you know?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how much of an introvert you might be, you're always going to need people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to live on your own and to do everything completely on your own for your whole life, like, at some point, you're going to want some other person to be there to share moments with or to talk to or get advice from, just to live life with and enjoy life.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of people that have always been in relationships all the time, they never had time to understand themselves.
Mm-hmm. And it's good to have alone time and figure those things out and be the best version of yourself that you can be.
Right.
But at some point, you do need other people in your life, whether it's friends or family or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But it's good to have that time to, like, figure yourself out, too.
Well, would it be safe to say that your result is pretty much your end game? Whatever you're planning, whatever you're doing, however you do it, whatever result you get is from what happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Your previous relationships, your previous path, everything goes to that end game. Mm-hmm. Either you're going to get a good result or you're going to get a result that's not so good, that you're not happy with. I guess it just all depends on what you do in between.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really close to history and destiny. And what were we talking about before, where we were discussing, you know, there's a, that was the gravity episode.
Mm.
We're talking about that a little bit. Gravity can push or pull you. And, you know, that still, you kind of can connect that with the outcome and the results you're looking for out of your life. And when you're trying to go a certain direction, you can get pushed and pulled. And sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. It just depends on what the objectives are,
mm-hmm.
you know? So,
and stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And, you know, I really love that topic of gravity, though, because it's so heavy. You know, so, you know, I think that, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I know, guys. Yeah, stop. Okay, okay, stop.
All right, really, okay, stop. Seriously, yeah, stop. Yeah.
But, you know.
That's staying.
Yeah, that's staying in there. Yeah. So, you know, what it all boils down to is we have to kind of make our own, like define our own path and really just pay attention to our journey and be aware that gravity does exist. And you sure already know because you're living on this earth and it's gravity is not on the outside, it's inside too.
Mm-hmm. And it's scary. Change is scary, but it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, do you know, I mean, honestly, it all starts here. It starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we say what, you know, every day you guys are going through it. I go through it. There's people out there that go through it. Every day we go through what's called spiritual warfare. Mm. And I think this was what you would call mental warfare, because either you're going to make the right choice or you're going to make the wrong choice. So, I mean, it's clear cut.
Which are you going to decide on?
I'm going to go with the heart's talking about the gut. The gut tells you everything you need to know. And we were talking about that too earlier, is just going for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you waiting for? Just do it. It's not going to make it. You're not going to see any results if you don't try.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go for it.
Don't be your own worst enemy. You're the only one that's going to get in your way. You can't blame anybody else but yourself.
Exactly.
That's right. So, you know what, guys? Go for it. We'll catch you next week.